UN announces end of leaded petrol era. 4 minutes red magnifying glass, what's going on? Earlier this week, on the 30th of August, the United Nations, UN, announced the official end of the leaded petrol era across the globe. Fuel pump, wow, that's monumental. What just happened? The UN announcement comes after Algeria became the last country in the world to stop producing, selling and using the toxic fuel 99 years and 7 months after its invention. Lead is a toxic metal that is found naturally in the Earth's crust. It was first introduced as a petrol additive, also known as tetraethylide, to the market as leaded petrol in 1922 to improve engine performance, and by 1970, almost all petrol sold worldwide contained lead. However, it quickly became obvious that leaded petrol caused serious damage to human health and the environment. In 1972, Japan became the first country in the world to totally eliminate lead from petrol. Eventually, during the 2000s, European regulation banned the use of leaded petrol, which successfully phased out the fuel from high-income countries. However, middle- and low-income countries continued to still use the fuel, mostly for economic reasons. In 2002, the United Nations Environment Programme, UNEP, began a 19-year campaign called Partnership for Clean Fuels and Vehicles, PCFV, to phase out leaded petrol from 86 countries. The campaign used a mix of media campaigns, scientific studies, public education, rooting out illegalities and policy work to achieve this monumental environmental success. It's estimated that this ban will save more than 1.2 million lives each year and help the global economy avoid $2.4 trillion in healthcare costs. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called this victory a united global effort and a milestone for human and planetary health. Why should I care? Lead is toxic to humans, at every level of exposure. Even at very low levels, epidemiological studies have shown that lead is toxic to multiple organ systems. It is particularly harmful to young children, pregnant women and adults. Young children can suffer from irreversible, permanent and negative health issues, as the lead attacks the brain and central nervous system, causing behavioral disorders, coma, convulsions, mental retardation and even death. Pregnant women exposed to high levels of lead can experience miscarriage, stillbirth, premature birth, and low birth weight. Adults often face long-term harm, such as an increased risk of high blood pressure and kidney damage. The body stores lead in the teeth and bones, where it accumulates over time. Lead is not safe for humans at any level. Traffic lights, where do we need to be? Shockingly, lead is still present in the environment from past uses. The pathways of exposure are varied. Lead is found in the air, soil, water, and even inside our homes. People can either ingest lead-contaminated food, water, and dust, or inhale lead particles. However, leaded petrol has been responsible for 90% or more of human exposure. The rest comes from environmental sources such as mining, smelting, manufacturing, recycling activities, leaded paint, leaded aviation fuel, and consumer products such as lead-acid batteries, paints, stained glass, lead crystal glassware, ceramics, jewelry, toys and some cosmetics. Therefore, we need to eliminate the remaining sources of lead from the past. Bust in silhouette, what can I do about it? The Environment Protection Agency, EPA, provides a great resource to learn more and guidance on how to lower your chances of exposure to lead. It's replicated below for ease. You can lower the chances of exposure to lead in your home, both now and in the future, by taking these steps. Inspect and maintain all painted surfaces to prevent paint deterioration. Address water damage quickly and completely. Keep your home clean and dust-free. Clean around painted areas where friction can generate dust, such as doors, windows, and drawers. Wipe these areas with a wet sponge or rag to remove paint chips or dust. Use only cold water to prepare food and drinks. Flush water outlets used for drinking or food preparation. Clean debris out of outlet screens or faucet aerators on a regular basis. Wash children's hands, bottles, pacifiers and toys often. Teach children to wipe and remove their shoes and wash their hands after playing outdoors. Ensure that your family members eat well-balanced meals. Children with healthy diets absorb less lead. See Lead and a Healthy Diet, What You Can Do to Protect Your Child, PDF. If you are having home renovation, repairs, or painting done, make sure your contractor is Lead Safe certified, and make sure they follow Lead Safe Work Practices, PDF. Related. Device that reduces tire microplastic pollution wins Dyson Award. Photo credit. Photo by Kamkio Villazing on Unsplash.